Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachon. Our text for reflection is Colossians 1, 21 to 23. Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 to 23. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard, and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. My theme for reflection is reconciliation through Christ, the bridge to peace. Reconciliation through Christ, the bridge to peace. The term reconciliation is a powerful description of our relationship with God through Christ. It captures the beauty of restoration, where hostility and separation are replaced by peace and unity. In Colossians 1:21 to 23, Paul reminds us that at one time we were alienated from God, hostile in our thoughts and actions. But through the death and resurrection of Jesus, we are brought back into a loving relationship with God. In this passage, Paul paints a picture of our former state, alienated from God and engaged in evil deeds. Sin had created a chasm between us and God, leaving us spiritually estranged. But Christ, through his body and death on the cross, bridged that divide. The cross is more than a symbol of suffering. It is a declaration of peace, an invitation to be reconciled to God. The supremacy of Christ is not only evident in creation and the church, but also in his ability to restore us to God. As N.T. Wright puts it, the gospel is not a mechanism for getting people into heaven, but for bringing heaven to earth. Reconciliation is the reality of God's kingdom breaking into our world, healing the rift between heaven and earth, and between God and humanity. This reconciliation does not only bring peace with God, but also transforms our lives. Through Christ, we are presented as holy, blameless, and beyond reproach. My dear friends, in today's world where division and hostility often reign, the message of reconciliation is more relevant than ever. We live in times where alienation from each other and from God seems to be the norm. Whether it is personal relationships or societal structures, separation is all too common. But the gospel offers hope, reminding us that through Jesus, we can be reconciled not only to God but also to one another. Reconciliation is not just a spiritual idea. It is the foundation for transforming how we live, love, and interact in the world. The reality of reconciliation also challenges us to persevere in our faith. Paul emphasizes that we must continue in the hope of the gospel, remaining steadfast and grounded. True reconciliation is not a one-time event, but an ongoing journey of faith and transformation. It is about allowing the peace of God to permeate every aspect of our lives. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life do you feel alienated from God or others, and how can the message of reconciliation bring healing? Number two, how does knowing that you are reconciled to God through Christ motivate you to live a life marked by holiness and peace. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of reconciliation through Jesus Christ. We confess that at times we have strayed from you, allowing sin to create distance between us. But in your great mercy, you have bridged that gap through the cross. Help us to live in the reality of this reconciliation, becoming people who reflect your peace and holiness. Strengthen our faith that we may continue in the hope of the gospel, grounded and steadfast in your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.